So it's amazing what can happen if you just take a little bit of time and stop using the social media platforms that you've got as simply a broadcast tool. It's not radio, it's social.
You're listening to Real Marketing Real Fast, the only podcast that brings you unfiltered, undaunted, insider information on the latest tools and technologies for online marketers. Prepare to dive deep into marketing myths, breakthrough models, and cutting-edge strategies that will have an immediate impact on the growth of your business. And now, here's your host, marketing expert Doug Morneau.
Well, welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Real Marketing Real Fast. Today, this is going to be a solo episode, and I want to follow up on a blog post that I published not too long ago. And the title of the blog post was Social Media Doesn't Work When It's Not Social. So I want to follow up because there's a lot of discussion on social media. There's been endless shares and posts and tweets and everything you can possibly imagine to do with Facebook and Facebook feed and not displaying your information. But I think seriously, there's a larger issue at hand than the algorithm of a platform like Facebook. I think the bigger issue here really is that for a lot of businesses, social media doesn't work. And I think the real reason that it doesn't work is because we're not using it the way that it was intended. If you think of the idea of being social, or if you think of in business in terms of sales and marketing, your sales approach, you know, when you approach a prospect, whether it's online or face-to-face, there's usually a discussion, there's a dialogue, there's handling objections, there's all the various stages of that sales conversation. But for some reason, you know, email marketing has gotten a bad rap, a bad name. We constantly hear people saying, well, email doesn't work, or, you know, you've got issues with deliverability, or you've got issues with open rates, or people are spamming. And while all those things are true, every media has its challenges, and social really is no different. So just for a minute, if you want to compare social media to email marketing, you know, email marketing, you might end up with a open rate of 30, 35, or 40% to your in-house list. So that means that's a message that you've sent. That means it's been received by somebody in their inbox, and they've opened it, and they've read it. And I would suggest that if you look at that compared to social media, that you're really probably getting a lot higher open rate than you do on social. So if we just compare just for a minute, if I look at my Twitter account, you know, I'm by no means an icon on social. I work using social media. I like social media. I engage and talk to people. But, you know, just run the numbers and compare your social channel to email and your other channels. So right now, I've got about 11,800 people following me on Twitter that I'm connected with. And then if you look at the response in terms of Twitter's own analytics to when people open them and see them, I'm not anywhere near the open rates or the impressions that you would get from email. So just looking at today's data, just for example, in the last 24 hours, it looks like I've got 9,540 impressions, and that stems over a 24-hour period. But if you look at the engagement numbers are a bit lower. The same thing on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is one of my favorite business platforms. I know some of you love it and some of you don't, but LinkedIn has been a very valuable business tool for me. So currently, I had set some goals, and I finally met one of my goals, and that was to cross over 20,000 connections. And I'm currently, this may pull up my account here, looks like I'm sitting at 20,412 connections. And in terms of engagement, I'll use LinkedIn because it's a really good example of why I think that social media marketing is not working today. So all I need to do is go over to my inbox, and I just need to look at the messages that I've received in the last 24 hours. So I'll get maybe 10, 12, 15, maybe as many 20 requests to connect over a 24-hour period. I have my executive assistant look over the request to connect to make sure that you, in fact, are a valid real person with a profile, with a job description, with some connections, some education showing, an image. And if you're not, then we're going to delete it or report it as unknown. You know, I am open to all connections. So if you want to connect on LinkedIn, feel free to do so. But looking through my inbox, I can't really see anything in the last 24 hours that I wouldn't consider to be spam in terms of initiation from third party. So this means somebody who's invited me to connect, I've decided to connect with them. And before they even took a minute to say, hey, how are you? Or looked at my business, they've sent out a generic message saying, hey, buy my stuff. So what's kind of interesting is with social is that there's opportunity for us to reach out and build connections with people and get them offline. So I don't know what your definition of social media working for your business or not working means to you, but I guess at the end of the day, we need to audit that back and say, did it produce a sale? But I think the challenge that we often have is that we're expecting the sale to come directly from the social channel. So now, while I know this is possible, it's just more difficult to go from somebody seeing a post on LinkedIn or your post on Instagram and that being their only connection in that small amount of time and space or that small image, making a purchasing decision or at least a decision to go to your landing page or your web page and buying off of that. What I found more often than not is that getting that person from social, really, we need to get them into another channel and another opportunity to have a dialogue. So what I do with my LinkedIn, if you send me a friend request after Melissa has a look to make sure that you're a real person, you're going to get a message from me. And it's a canned message, but it's non-salesy. I'm just basically saying, hey, how are you? Thanks for connecting on LinkedIn. Was there anything in particular that you're looking for? And then the next question is there any additional information I can provide? And I go on to say that, no, this is not a sales pitch, but if you'd like to connect with me, use this link. And I actually embed a link for booking software right within my LinkedIn message that goes out to you if you connect. At the bottom, I've got my sign off with my name, my telephone number, my website, and a link to my podcast. So you might say, holy smokes, that's just crazy to offer that much information. But here's the truth. Most people are lazy. They're not only lazy, they just feel that posting information endlessly is a numbers game. And if they post enough stuff, people will connect. So even though we take the time to connect with every person who asks to connect, and we provide an opportunity to have an offline discussion, and there's no agenda, there's no sales pitch, it's really just a conversation. Very few people do this. So I had this discussion with somebody I was talking to just the other day. We connected through LinkedIn, and you know, he was one of the few people, actually he was the only person in that particular week that took the chance and the opportunity to click on that link and to book an appointment. And when I had the conversation, he said, you know, I'm a bit nervous doing this. And I said, well, you know, and I explained why this might be a good way for him to grow his business. I said, so out of the 100 people that connected with me during the week, and so, you know, they must have had some reason for connecting. I'm assuming they saw there was some sort of opportunity, or maybe there was some interest, or maybe they're just simply trying to grow their numbers. I don't know. But out of the 100 people that connected, only one person actually clicked the link and booked a time to have a half an hour conversation where we could exchange information about each of our businesses and see if there are some mutually beneficial opportunities for us to work together. So that's just an example on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn has been a very good tool for me. I most often use it as a shopping tool when I'm looking for vendors and partners and suppliers. I find myself searching to identify them. I also use it when I travel. So, you know, if I'm going in a particular area, if like at the one point I was going into New York and I wanted to meet with some venture capital guys, so I simply went through my LinkedIn profile, took a look at all the people that were in that particular space or had that as a job title in the geographic area that I was going to be working or visiting, and then from there managed to book and set up appointments. I take the same approach with Twitter and Facebook. So while engagement may be off and the number of times that Facebook now wants to display your information from your business news feed to your prospects, I find you can still take a very proactive approach. I use Twitter as a prospecting tool as well. So I have, you know, a number of followers. I post, I promote other people's content. I share other people's content. I like other people's content. I send them notes when I see something that I really like. And what's interesting is they reply. So it's amazing what can happen if you just take a little bit of time and stop using the social media platforms that you've got as simply a broadcast tool. It's not radio, it's social. So to make social work, you need to have interaction. And the way to have interaction is for you to start the process. If you're waiting for somebody else to reach out to you, you may be waiting for a real long time, because for some reason in this world of political correctness and social media, people just seem to continually broadcast on their channel, and there's really no desire or any intention to connect. I guess maybe the thinking is that, hey, if I put enough stuff on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, maybe magically, you know, people will be just so impressed with what I'm putting out there with my company that they'll click and they'll just go buy my stuff without ever talking to me. Well, that may work for you, but I just find that that approach, although I've tried it, didn't work well for me. I guess what really struck home with me a number of years ago, we were in the Philippines at an event that was being hosted by a gentleman by the name of Chris Ducker, who now has a company called Upreneur. And one of the guest speakers at that particular event is a well-known podcaster, John Lee Dumas, or JLD from Entrepreneurs on Fire. And he said something from the stage that I'd never heard before. And I really went away and I kind of pondered how I would apply that to my business. And what he suggested doing, he said, do some stuff in your business that's not scalable. And I thought, okay, well, I thought the whole idea of business was to be scalable and have systems and, you know, really to never have to touch everything, just put, you know, set it and let it play, or set it and forget it, as they say. And I decided to take that approach with social. And over the years, I've met some really interesting people taking this approach. A number of years ago, I heard a gentleman speak by the name of Di Manuel. And I've had Di on my podcast. And what's really cool with Di is that if you follow him on Twitter or you post or comment on something, he'll reply. So nonetheless, I decided that that was a good approach and I was comfortable doing that. Obviously, I can't do that with hundreds of people or thousands of people, but I can certainly do that with a few. And I've made an effort to build some alliances and to support some businesses that I like by continually sharing and liking and giving them shout outs. And guess what happens? The law of reciprocity. Eventually, you get a note back and people are saying, hey, thanks for your connection. Thanks for sharing my stuff all the time. Thanks for liking my stuff. So that's a different dialogue. And maybe from that further discussion, opportunities will flow. And the same holds true with my podcast. You know, I try to interview the very best guests I can find, and I try to keep in mind that there's a wide variety of you that are listening in the audience, and you know, we can't be all things to all people, but over time we can get the right kind of guests on the podcast. And the question that often comes up is, well, you know, how much money do you make from your podcast, and you know, how are you monetizing it? And I'm not suggesting that my way is the right way or the only way. I'm just suggesting my way is the right way for me. So at this current point, I've elected not to run ads on my podcast. So you may say that's good, or you may say that's crazy. And feel free when this is published and you've got the show notes to add your comments and your feedback. I would be really interested to hear what your thinking is. You know, I listen to lots of podcasts. I'm just not a fan of hearing the same ad with the same top 10 podcasters every time I listen to an episode. So I've elected not to do that. So the question you may be asking is, well, that's great. Do you just have endless amounts of time and money to be a podcaster? And the answer is no, I don't. But what I do is I look for good guests and I try to treat them as well as I can. And I like to promote their show as best as I can and make it a great experience for them. And, you know, guess what happens? You know, a friendship or at least a dialogue or a further dialogue begins. And, you know, you've heard the saying that people buy from people that they like and they trust. Well, the best way to start to build trust for someone is to give before you ask. You know, a lot of years ago, I heard our pastor say, you know, if you're not bringing your wife roses, somebody will. And, you know, that really means that you need to treat people well before they're going to treat you well back. So I've heard it said another way, and that is that, you know, you give away what you want. So if you want people to engage with you on social media, you need to engage. If you want them to comment on your posts, well, start commenting on some posts. If you want them to like your post, well, start liking their posts. If you want them to share your posts, well, then start sharing their posts. So that's my message today. It wasn't meant to be a rant, just something that's been on my mind. I was thinking after I had this conversation earlier with this gentleman who you'll probably have an opportunity to meet sometime in the near future, who just really took advantage of the fact that, you know, I put it out there, if you want to connect with me, and he did. And I just really encouraged him, just like I encourage you. You never know till you ask. And I've always found that there's less people that are willing to ask. There's more people who are just willing to talk about it or try to take the easy way. And that's push the send button, whether it's on email or push the post button on social media, and just hope that something happens and they're not willing to take the next step. So I would welcome your comments. I would welcome your feedback. And hey, I would welcome anytime you want to share or shout out my brand or my podcast to your followers. That's great too. But, you know, that's not what I'm asking for. What I'm asking for is connect. You know, look at different ways to connect. So if we're connected on LinkedIn, don't be shy. Add me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're connected on Instagram, don't be shy to add me to LinkedIn. And then, you know, just judge me by my actions. What you'll see is that there'll be a connection. And when there's a connection, I'll probably follow you on the other platforms. And don't be surprised if you get a message, a direct message from me that begins a dialogue to see if there's a way that I can serve you or there's a way that we can collaborate together. So that's all I've got for you for this episode. Suggesting that you get out there, take some action. Pushing the post button on social media is just the beginning. Beyond that, you need to connect with real humans, whether it's on social continued conversation or whether it's offline like I do and have a telephone conversation. So make sure that you're following us on the social media platforms as we publish there. Sign up for my email newsletter. Try to get a weekly email out with some tips and techniques and new tools that I'm using in the email and the marketing space. If that is interesting to you, and feel free to shoot me your comments. Tune back in next week.
That's all for this episode of Real Marketing Real Fast. Now it's time to take your marketing to the next level by visiting DougMorneau.com and downloading our advanced marketing white papers, as well as exclusive resources based on today's episode. That's DougMorneau.com. Until next time. We look forward to serving you right here on Real Marketing Real Fast.